coaches to get to here, and then I think we'll have a special guest to wrap things up. And Zach, thanks for joining us, assistant coach with the Midview Middies. Take a look at the camera here, and if you would, tell us a little bit about what's your role with the program with Midview.
Yeah, absolutely. First, before I get going here, I want to thank you guys for doing this. I think it's awesome what you guys do for our sport. It's awesome sharing the knowledge, getting the word out there, getting the fans excited, especially at the beginning of the season. I came in this year, first official year coaching and helping out at back at my high school, Midview High School. I'm just excited to get in there and help Coach Steele out. You know, he's been teaching me, showing me the ropes and everything. I've been kind of the technician for the guys, getting them fired up, you know, helping with, all sorts of everything, aspects of on the mat, off the mat, trying to teach these guys to be good dudes, getting good grades in school and all that good stuff. Just getting them better every day on the mat and off the mat. That's been my main goal and continue to do.
Zach, and Midview had a real good year last year, ended up second in the SWC. You bring something a little bit different. You're a Midview alum, and you were a national qualifier last year, right? Division III for Baldwin-Wallace. Tell us how that experience carries over into what you're bringing in that Midview wrestling room right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, so exactly like you say, I'm trying to take my experience and give back to these kids. That's what it's all about, right? Being able to sit in the coaching chair and share, you know, bits and pieces of what I've done, what's worked for me, what I've seen work for other guys, get them fired up just because I know how great the sport is. I've had some of the best coaches in the entire country from the time I was 5 years old to the time I graduated college. So taking things that has, like I said, have worked for me, I've seen work for other guys and what they've done, and I've seen their success, trying to just implement a little bit of that. I obviously have a little bit of my own style, but just trying to make the guys better. It's going to be a fun year, I think. Like you said, we had a lot of success last year. We got a lot of guys returning. We have some senior leaders who are going to be coming hard and out for us. You know, we have Austin Dye, heavyweight, obviously. We have Gabe Bohr, another senior. He's going to be a tough guy, man. I'm excited for him to watch him scrap. Got a couple of younger guys. We got Gatlin Hassler coming up. We got Aaron Cole. They're all going to be great, getting each other better in the room every day. Obviously my little brother Hunter Anderson, excited to see him wrestle and make some big jumps to get down there at the podium in Columbus. But yeah, we got guys all over in every weight class who we're really looking to do big things for us this year.
That's great. The big fellow's back. Austin did a great job of the state tournament last year. Talk to us about the brother, because I've seen sometimes when brothers can come back into the room and can work with a younger brother, and I've seen sometimes when brothers come back into the room and I'm breaking up a fist fight. How's it work with you and Hunter?
Definitely used to be the fist fight. That's okay. Way back when, right? Last year I think I was able to come out once a week and roll with him and help the guys out and share knowledge and, you know, small technical things and whatever the case may be. Now that we're getting older and more mature, it's not much of a fist fight. Sure, we get angry at each other, but that's part of the sport, right? But just being able to, I was actually sitting in his corner in the coach's chair last year with my dad when he qualified for the state tournament. I think I was more excited for that than anything I had ever done in college. So, you know, that's pushing me too in the room, in and out of every day. It's showing up for him, showing up for the rest of the guys, obviously. But it's definitely extremely special. Trying to treat everybody just like my brother. You know, obviously I give him special treatment, but I try to give everybody else special treatment because I care about all of them. Like I've said before, get them better, have them have a lot of fun, and just progress every single day. So.
Talk to us about some new faces that should make an impact for the Middies this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Two of the guys that I had previously mentioned, Aaron Cole and Gatlin Hassler, guys had a great offseason. They're looking to do some big things this year. They're tough kids. We have some other kids. We have two Lehman brothers, Braden and Wyatt. They're tough kids as well. Nathaniel Schenberger, he's been around quite a while. He's looking to make waves this year. I think he's going to have a lot of success as well. We have a couple guys who, you know, are not new to the sport, but have taken a couple years off, and they're coming back. We got Ben McCaffrey. We have a couple lighter weight guys who, kind of the same thing, took a couple years off the sport, but they're back, helping out their teammates, filling in spots in the lineup. And I'm just really excited for everybody from 106 to heavyweight and what they're going to do.
Again, we're joined by Zach Anderson, assistant coach with the Midview Middies, as they get set to embark on the wrestling season that begins next weekend. Coach, you've got a new football coach at Midview, and Coach Armstrong in his first year. And maybe since you're an assistant, it's I don't know how that works, but just wondering how that correlation is. We've asked some other coaches with football and wrestling. They seem to go hand in hand. And now that there's a new coach at Midview, do you sort of reach out and say, hey, do you got some guys maybe that we could help them with and vice versa? How does that work?
Absolutely, absolutely. We had talked a little bit, not too much, but absolutely had talked a little bit. As you guys know, Austin Dye, football player, wrestler, great success. You know, my brother Hunter Anderson, same thing, dual sport athlete, Gabe Bohr. Those guys are in the backfield every time making plays against that opposite offense. You know, they're tearing up the field, and then they go do the same thing on the wrestling mat. There's a correlation. We know that, right? It's just a matter of, you know, communicating with the coach when they want to say, hey, let's train football all year round, and trying to get them, you know, take a little bit of break from the football field, knowing that it's going to make them not only, obviously, a better wrestler, but it's going to make them a better football player in return. So still working out the kinks there, but, yeah, there's a couple of guys from the football field who we're trying to get over. Still working on them, absolutely.
Where do you think you guys fit in the SWC this year?
I have high hopes. I'm very confident. You know, without watching the other teams practice every single day, I can't give you, you know, an accurate answer. Time will tell. Who knows what it's going to be like by the end of the season. But myself, and as well as the rest of the coaching staff, Coach Steele and I, as well as Coach Rathburn, who's going to be a new addition to our coaching staff this year, you know, we have high hopes for the kids. As long as they keep doing what they're doing from what we've seen them so far this year, we're going to have a lot of success this year.
I was going to comment on that because Coach Steele, as a first-year head coach, came in last year. And when we did the preseason, he very bluntly said, listen, we expect a challenge for the SWC championship. I thought, wow, that's pretty bold for a first-year head coach. Well, then they did. You know, they backed it up, and they wrestled well. So, you know, I think that the goals are high in that Midview wrestling room. I think the bar is set pretty high.
Absolutely.
In that Midview wrestling room. I was going to circle back to the football thing. Sometimes when we talk about the football-wrestling correlation, people always think it's just about linemen. It's just about hand play line. But it really, it's about defensive backs. It's about it's about balance. It's about hand control. It's about body control. And I think all football coaches think that wrestling coaches are going to make them come out and lose 50 pounds. And right. It couldn't be any further from the truth.
Actually,
their time as a wrestler, they will be in the greatest shape of their lives. Because just what we do as far as conditioning and what the sport does for you. And so I think they kind of – sometimes they football coaches are a little bit reluctant to let loose of the reins. And I've said this – I don't know if I said this on the show last year or not. Football coaches and wrestling coaches are two completely different animals. Football coaches all think that there's some great secret. So when you go to a football clinic – the coach will tell you 9/10 of what they do, but they won't tell you everything because they think there's some great secret. Any wrestling coach at any given time will tell you anything you want to know. I still remember asking Tony DiGiovanni, the old Solon wrestling coach, at the state meet about one of their moves, and literally got down on the floor in the concourse showing me the move. That's who wrestling coach, that's who Eric Burnett is. He's going to help every wrestler anywhere. There are no secrets. It's a different mentality about the sport, and I think that sometimes is the biggest block between football and wrestling is some of the mentality of the head coaches, because wrestling guys will show anything to everybody at any time. You know, you've been at clinics your whole life, Zach, and camps and stuff, and they're, you know, every coach that's there is showing you everything they got, the best they got all the time.
Absolutely.
And so it's a little bit different mindset. I think that there's so much room for growth between the two of those, and I'm going to done with my rant there, Rob.
Well, I was like, wow, I'm ready to set my alarm clock. I was going to ask you, what's the question?
Well, I wasn't asking a question. I said I'm going to make a statement.
But poor Zach here is first ever radio interview, and he's going, when am I supposed to jump in? How do I follow that? Zach, we really appreciate your time. Any final thoughts that you wanted to, or I know that's a tough act to follow, but any final thoughts on the Midi wrestling this year?
No, yeah, like, you know, just a quick summary. I'm excited for everybody. Obviously, it's my first coaching stint, so I'm in the learning process as well. You know, some of these guys who are green on the mat, we're learning together. You know, obviously a little bit different learning curve, but we're in the same boat here. So I'm excited to give back. I'm ready, obviously, for my little brother, you know, get these guys who have been at a high level, get them to that next level, have them jump that level, get these guys who are brand new, just have them get a little bit better every day, and we've just been preaching to the guys, it's about progress, right? Nobody's going to care and ask you when you're 50, 60 years old, hey, what was your record your senior year of high school when you wrestled? That's not what it's about, right? It's about what you get out of the sport.
Yeah, right.
So that's what we've been trying to harp on the guys, you know, being a good son, being a good brother, you know, doing good in school, being good to your family, all that good stuff, right? Wrestling's just a small portion of your life. Yes, it's going to carry with you, absolutely. It's going to teach you a lot of things. But that's what it's about at the end of the day, making you a better person overall. So,
really enjoyed the conversation,
good stuff, Zach.
Good luck to you, the Middies, and your brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. That's Zach Anderson, the assistant coach for the Midview Middies. We'll take our